Specifically with photography, I've always kind of had a dual practice. I am by trade a filmmaker. I'm a working filmmaker. I'm a documentary filmmaker, documentary editor, director, producer, and that's been my profession now for 25 years. But I've always maintained a personal practice of photography, and even when I was doing my undergraduate work, I was doing film and photography. And photography has been a really healthy outlet because it's so much simpler than making a film, really. I mean, it's just it can be me and a camera, and then of course with the advent of digital, it was really immediate. Me and a camera, and I can see what I'm doing right now, and I can take an idea to full execution within a few minutes. And that rapidity has been really, really helpful in terms of being able to have a counterbalance to the lugubriousness of making a film, right? Because sometimes I've been on films sometimes 2 years, 3 years. It's an incredibly slow-moving process, like building a shopping mall or something. It's really requires a lot of patience and a lot of long-term focus, and it's really nice to bust away from that and just get some work in the can and get it made and see it and do something with it. And now it's posted online. And just get some feedback, get some interaction, just work, and just to also work with other artists. I mean, I do a lot of portraiture, and I really like that. The portraiture sort of flows into my documentary work as well. I mean, half the documentary films I've done could be arguably portraits. But there's something really nice about portraiture. The way it sort of captures the person, it captures the day, the meeting. Oftentimes, I don't have a lot of time when I'm doing a portrait. For a long time, I would have about 55 minutes to do a portrait, and I would try to do three setups. And so I had to sort of, and usually, with no assistant and no equipment or very little equipment, and coming into a space I've never seen before. So it was a really kind of fly by the seat of the pants moment. Like, how can I make a portrait that's not only viable, but if I'm lucky, iconic? And how can I do it in this space where the light isn't great and the tree is in the way? Figuring out those things. It's a fun challenge. You really got to work from instinct sometimes. I've come into shoots where I had a whole plan. As soon as we got there, I was like, that plan's not happening. Scrap that all. Come up with something else on the spot. Those are all very good exercises for art making in general. So